Welcome to G&D Spotlight, the podcast where we shine a light on the ever-evolving world of security tech. I'm Jessica Antonacci, marketing for US PayTech, and today we have a conversation that was recorded live during Money 2020 Europe. We're joined by G&D PayTech CEO Gabriel Bugat and Simon Rosenberger, head of payment card programs at Parley for the Oceans. They will be discussing sustainability as a business model. I'll now hand it over to Gabrielle.
So welcome, everyone. And I'm Gabrielle Bugat. I'm in charge of G&D e-payments. And with me is Simon.
Thank you so much. I'm Simon Rosenberg. And together with my team at Parley for the Oceans, I'm responsible for turning nasty marine debris into valuable payment cards.
So you have all heard about sustainability framed as it's a nice to have, it's good, it's value-based. But today we're here to talk about business. We're here to talk about business strategy around sustainability. So, and especially for payments. So you have, you've always approached it as a bold angle to be really like, what does it bring? And how do you think that eco-innovation, do you think it's optional nowadays?
Oh, I don't think it's optional anymore for various reasons. However, if I would need to decide on one specific reason, I believe that it's just, it has become a baseline expectations of customers right now. Especially, but not limited to the younger generation. For them, it has become customary to have a sustainability strategy behind a brand, behind an issuing bank. And it has become customary to have an eco alternative option for example, for payment cards.
You know, at G&D, we put on the market a lot of different cards. And I usually have some thresholds in mind. If you get above 5% penetration, it's a success. If you get above 18% or 20% penetration, it's not a one-time stuff. It's here to stay. And when we look at what we deliver nowadays, we are, like last year, we are more than 20% of our issuance was on eco-friendly cards. So it means that even from a number, it's no longer nice to have. It becomes here to stay topic. And we see that as a result, we also see that in tenders, in what the bank are requiring, what they put in as a prerequisite to even be allowed to bid. And our question would be how to comply or how to, of course, first is how to comply, how to differentiate, and also how to lead. And eco plastic is one of those things where G&D took the lead. Long time ago, in 2019, we were the first one with a pledge. We're saying by 2030, we won't have virgin plastic anymore. And we have been developing our portfolio as a result. And now with you, we have our first Convego Parley card and Parley with Wave. And I really like this wave or this wave effect because it tells what it is. It's the material that really tells the story of where it comes from. It's very unique. And so the portfolio is there and the figures are also there. That's the new generation really expects that. MasterCard says that 51% of the Gen Z are saying that they're going to make the decision based on ESG criteria. So would you see the same, how to comply and how to lead?
No, of course. Our founder, Surguch, is always saying purpose is the new luxury. And what we're trying also in the payment sector, also in the financial institutional sector, but also in other sectors, we are trying to push our partners, we're trying to push our collaborators to really be pioneers in this field. Be bold, be playful, be creative around it. And what we're also doing is we're trying to really push the envelope on alternative methods and alternative activations. So every partnership with Parley for the Oceans has a different approach because of course, every financial institutions have different goals. So some of them, they really want to, for them, it's about having a card alternative to create impact. But some of them, they also want to talk a little bit louder. So they want to collaborate on activations, on impact projects. This example.
Example, this is now becoming Echo, is becoming in a, like a really a way to attract. This is a card from one of our partner. It is a ocean plastic card. So
yeah, exactly. And I mean, the impact of these projects, they come in many different shades and many different layers. So on the one side, of course, you will have this effect that you are using a recycled material, and it's basically all discarded, nasty plastic bottles that we're finding on beaches, coastlines, rivers all across the world, and we're turning them into these symbols of change. So that's the one effect, that you are recycling something that is polluting the environment at the moment. But what it also does, it has this other layers of effect for coastal communities, creating jobs in these areas that are most affected by, for example, climate change, overfishing, and so on and so forth. And then the revenue generated through these projects with partners like G&D, but also with partnerships with issuing banks, they are enabling us to conduct even more social and environmental projects all across the globe.
I think this is where the collaboration between G&D and Palais really makes sense. Because when we engage with banks, it's no longer about just look good, but it's do good. What you really describe is do good. So we started to work and we engaged with some banks, and we already have very interesting discussions for sure, but also products on the field. And in Australia, we're working with Wells Bank, and we have now, it's now out there, we really have nice products. We've already mentioned that. And sometimes the discussion we have, and I know we meet in many places around the globe, and we have interesting discussions, because when you start to think, how should I do good? The first thing you may think about is this plastic in the ocean. But some people think about plastic in mountains, for instance, and they become, how can I do something that really matters for my country, that's going to speak and that's going to bring business or jobs, and at the same time clean my key area? So I'm sure we're going to have more news and more things to share on the collaboration shortly. Yeah.
Gabriel, yes, we do. So if I'm not mistaken, this has, you know, from a financial and from an impact perspective, so far the best year in our partnership,
yes,
between Party for the Oceans and G&D. And we have some super interesting product launches in Germany, in Australia, in most parts of the world. And as you said, we also have a very special project that you can't really disclose at the moment, but it's about an issue in a different area of the world where a special kind of tourism is really affecting the communities there. And we're trying to find a way to give them at least like an interim solution for this issue.
So maybe let's wrap it up. What would you say to a bank or fintech who believes still that eco sustainability is just secondary?
I mean, thanks for this question. And of course, we get that all the time. The financial institutions, they need to understand what's in it for us, right? And at the same time, we understand with all the noise in politics at the moment, you might have the feeling that eco-innovation and sustainability is not a priority at the moment. However, in reality, we see exactly the difference. So there are so many financial institutions and companies from other sectors that are approaching Party for the Oceans and G&D out of kind of an intrinsic motivation. It almost feels like they're saying, let's do something now or never, and let's create a real impact
It's a business, after all. And you're wearing a great jacket. You want to say a few words?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's also one of our partnerships with a Dutch company. And we definitely used the exact same material, PET, all discarded, nasty bottles that we're finding all across the globes, mangrove forests, beaches, coastlines, and we turn them into these, what we call, symbols of change.
Yes, symbols of change. So it's not a side project anymore. It becomes what you wear, what you are, what you convey. And it's about growth, it's about relevance. And people are ready to pay for that because you pay to do good at times. So for the banks, for the fintechs, it's time to be in motion. It's about being bold. It's about leading with purpose and turning sustainability ID into a real product, real value proposition that ends up in the customer's hands. So great partnership with you. And I'm sure next year is going to be an even better year.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Subscribe now so you never miss an episode. We can't wait to share these exciting conversations with you.